Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some surprising words from the First Lady today, leaving many confused.
I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein sex trafficking.
And looking at LA 28 ticket prices.
They're really only affordable for people in very, very high income brackets.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with me. These are some stories making headlines today, April 9th, 2026. Investigating what led to a factory fire in Ontario. Renovations beginning at the Getty. Rental troubles for those heading to Coachella. The rising price of beer, this powerhouse singer to host the Tonys, and a look into Angel Stadium on this day in history. But first, in a somewhat surprising news conference today, Melania Trump made it clear she was not pals with Jeffrey Epstein.
I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance at the New York City party in 1998.
She says, yes, she did cross paths with Epstein in the 2000s and said she had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings. Then she clarified that her name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. We had KNX News Washington contributor Scott McFarlane on regarding her new statements.
We knew she had an announcement today. They had advised as much yesterday, and they were cryptic about it. So we did have some awareness that the unexpected could be coming, but not this unexpected and not this seemingly random.
So what does this message mean for the future?
It really is going to breed suspicion that there's some other shoe to fall with this administration and these files in the days or weeks to come.
Tickets for the LA 28 games officially went on sale to the public today after a presale for locals in Los Angeles and Oklahoma. Drop One will let selected fans buy during their designated time slots. There are limits to purchase 12 tickets for some events, including soccer. Naturally, fans were upset about high ticket prices, but LA 28 responded, stating that almost half of all tickets are under $200. Not only that, but they claim there will be 1 million tickets available for purchase for the price of $28. This is only for some sports. We decided to look into the economics of the games with UCLA expert Lee Ohanian.
The Olympic tickets, like other marquee sporting tickets, are what economists call a luxury good, meaning that they are a good that is really prized by very high-income people. And the Olympic Committee faces the difficult challenge in trying to generate enough revenue to pay for the games. So a lot of Angelenos, I think, were hoping to get tickets that would be affordable, but they're really only affordable for people in very, very high income brackets. And the city of LA faces a very difficult fiscal situation in which if the Olympics loses money, which oftentimes they do for the host city, the city of LA is the primary backstop for that.
We've heard that the ticket prices for the LA Games are at least five times higher than the Paris Olympics in 2024. We asked, why is that the case?
In just those few years, the number of high income, high wealth people globally has skyrocketed, which means that the organizing committee in LA can charge a much higher price than they did in Paris. And they hope they will find enough people to purchase those tickets at prices that many people within Los Angeles would find to be outrageous. But there are people who have the capacity to spend that much and who will spend that much. So it really is a little bit of a, what I call a Ferrari economy. Many of us would love to drive a Ferrari, and Ferraris are very scarce and they're very, very expensive. I think Angelinos thought there might be a few more relatively cut-rate Ferraris being offered to them.
A huge fire broke out this week in Ontario after a disgruntled employee lit the factory full of paper products on fire. He posted a video on social media where you can see him lighting the fire, and he explained what led him to this decision.
All you had to do was pay us enough to live. All you had to do was pay us enough to live.
That video was posted on Instagram, and Ontario police confirm it is now part of their investigation.
We have had reports that he did give some information on social media. We can't go into specifics as to what that information is.
The suspect was arrested on suspicion of arson. He was employed by a third-party distribution company for Kimberly-Clark product. New upgrades are coming to the Getty Center, and they will be finished in time for the Olympics. Next year, the museum will close to begin work on the property, so make sure you get a trip in before they close for construction. Pete Demetrio has more.
The Getty opened in 1997. This will be the biggest refurbishment in its almost 30-year history. Amanda Hicks, Vice President for Communications and Community Engagement, lays out what'll change beginning in March of 2027.
We're refining what you can do in the galleries. We're upgrading our energy resilience through our air handling and HVAC units. I know that's not always the most exciting thing that visitors feel, but it's so essential to stewarding our iconic campus. We're going to have new artist commissions that bring art and dialogue with nature, our gardens, our site.
The improvements will be pricey, but worth it.
All of this together, we expect to cost about $600 million. That investment is going to make the difference in having the center ready to welcome visitors from around the world and Angelinos for the Olympics in 28 and for generations to come.
So if a trip to the Getty is on your to-do list, you have 11 months to schedule your visit.
Well, unfortunately, it seems humans aren't the only species at war right now, as researchers have observed some bizarre findings in wild chimpanzee populations in Uganda. CBS News correspondent Allison Keyes explains.
Over 30 years, researcher Aaron Sandell and his team observed a permanent split within the Ngogo chimpanzee group at Kibali National Park in Uganda. He told the Science podcast.
They rarely split. It's estimated to only occur once every 500 years.
The split has led to lethal combat and multiple raids between two groups that has resulted in multiple killings of adult males and infants. One expert says the hostile divide is a reminder of the danger group divisions can present to human societies.
It's almost that time. Yes, the oh-so-famous Coachella weekends are fast approaching, and people are struggling more than usual with their rentals for the festival. Even though fans had made reservations far in advance, they are facing last-minute cancellations. Brian Ping has the story.
Andrea Gutierrez is demanding an apology from Airbnb. The LA resident is among the many who've posted on social media that rental companies are reneging on the agreement so they can seek out someone willing to pay a lot more for the high-demand properties. She talked with Palm Springs News Channel 3.
They had announced Justin Bieber as a headliner. Me and my friends were so excited. We're like, we have to book everything now before everything sells out. Easter morning, woke up early, and I had a message from my Airbnb host just apologizing, saying, hey, I'm so sorry, canceling Airbnb.
She says the owner told her the weekend lease violated Palm Desert short-term rental notice, but the city says those rentals are okay with a permit. Airbnb tells us in a written statement it prohibits relisting for higher prices and that it was unable to verify some social media claims after reaching out to the creators. It also says, while rare, host cancellations do happen and that such incidents are down 30% since it updated its policy 2 years ago.
New data from the company Toast. You've probably scanned their QR codes to open a digital menu on your phone at restaurants. Well, they have unveiled numbers on beer prices throughout the United States this week. The company has not explained their methodology to determine these prices, but according to the website, for National Beer Day, we analyzed data from tens of thousands of full-service restaurants and bars across the country to gain insights into America's beer habits and recent pricing trends. Here are a few trends brewing for 2026. So, before I tell you, what do you think the average price of a beer would be in the United States? If you guessed $6.50, you would be correct. The average price by state varies widely, however, with the cheapest beer for $5 from Mississippi, and in Hawaii, it's $3 more, averaging $8 a beer. California is not far behind, averaging $7.96. Yikes. There are some rarities in LA, especially during happy hours in the city. The short stop in Echo Park has a daily happy hour from 5 to 9 p.m. with $4 cans of PBR and High Life. They also have $5 for Coors Light. The Douglas in Echo Park offers $5 to $6 pints and cans. The Cha-Cha Lounge in Silver Lake has $5 PBRs during happy hour. And the Snake Pit in West Hollywood has $5 beers on weekday evenings. Time to raise your glass for Pink, as she is set to host the 79th Annual Tony Awards on June 7th in New York City's Radio City Music Hall. The vocal powerhouse has had songs featured in the jukebox musicals Moulin Rouge and Anne Juliet. In a statement, she said, "It is an honor of an entire lifetime to host a night celebrating the literal hardest working people in showbiz." This year's Tony Awards will air live across America on CBS and also streaming on Paramount Plus for premium members. And did you know on this day in 1966, the California Angels Anaheim Stadium opened? The California Angels hosted the San Francisco Giants in an exhibition game. The stadium was packed to the brim, welcoming a crowd of over 40,000 people. The Angels ultimately lost the game as the Giants won 9-3. So now we know a little bit more about what happened in and around LA this Thursday. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.